Hello, my name is Chris, and I want to thank you for joining us for this Tenant Cloud podcast. In today's episode, we're going to continue with the series on how to find a tenant quickly. In one of our previous episodes, in fact, the first episode, we covered the topic of creating a high-quality rental listing. And as a part of that podcast episode, we covered a lot of things like high-definition photos and descriptions that accurately described the property, and used a lot of marketing and advertising lingo in the listing to encourage people to inquire about the rental property. And in today's episode, we're going to cover the power of transparency when it comes to creating those listings. A good renter conducts thorough research before reaching out about any given rental property. And if the listing lacks transparency, it appears confusing, or raises doubts about the legitimacy of the listing with all the scams and fraud that is out there with rental listings these days, potential tenants may not even consider contacting you. And so we're going to explore how the precise and transparent presentation of your rental advertisements can attract more qualified leads and expedite your tenant selection process. The first step is to be clear about things like pet policies. For instance, if you have a specific pet allowance or restriction, make sure that they are clearly stated in the listing. For example, if you don't allow certain types of pets, maybe your renter's insurance policy for your property doesn't allow for restricted breeds of certain types, or maybe you don't allow pets at all, make sure that that is clearly stated, because you can eliminate and avoid wasting time on inquiries from pet owners when the property isn't a suitable option for them to begin with. It'll also save you time in entertaining inquiries that aren't going to end up being qualified anyway. Other things, such as mentioning pet deposits or additional fees that may be associated with pets, make sure that those are all clearly listed on your rental listing, because even if someone is a pet owner and they may qualify to rent at your property, they may not be interested or maybe cannot afford the additional cost that comes with your rental property in bringing their pets to the rental. So if you have additional pet deposits or additional pet rent fees or administrative fees, make sure that that stuff is clearly laid out in your rental listing so you can save yourself and your prospective tenants time. Number two is if you have things like no smoking policies at your rental property, make it explicit if smoking is not allowed on the rental property, and emphasize this restriction to avoid inquiries from people who may be smokers, who, again, may not be a good fit for your property. These are all things that will be transparent and allow people to make the decision of whether or not they're going to even bother reaching out about your rental. The third thing is setting credit score requirements. If you have a credit score requirement, clearly mention the minimum acceptable score in your rental listing. It needs to be in writing typically anyways. You want to have it as a part of your rental approval criteria. And typically you're going to have people sign that as a part of the application process anyway. So you might as well be upfront with it and put it in the actual listing itself. It's going to save a lot of people a lot of time and hassle if they know that their credit score does not meet a certain minimum. Now, if it does not have to do with maybe a specific minimum, but maybe if you don't accept renters who owe a previous landlord funds, or if you don't accept people who don't have a long rental history or anything of that nature, or maybe there's something on the credit report that you won't allow, let's say they owe a utility company, even if it's $50, you're not going to approve them for the rental. You need to make sure that that stuff is clearly laid out on your listing. If possible, you can maybe even provide a screenshot or a document showing the rental criteria for your property so that it's just visible up front and people can again decide if they're going to inquire about your rental property, and again, save you and them time. Number four is the lease terms and conditions. State the lease duration. Is it month to month? Is it a fixed term lease? Is it 12 months? Is it 18 months? 24 months? Make sure that all of those things are laid out, and other things such as if you require background checks and the like. Number five is high quality visuals. Now, we covered this in the very first episode about how to create a high quality rental listing, But this goes back to using high quality visuals, making sure that you have high resolution photos, maybe even videos, to showcase the property's best features, the location and amenities and the like. Give your tenants a clear visual representation to help them determine if it fits their needs. And the more certainty that a prospective tenant has that your property is a good fit, then the more likely they are to inquire about your rental property and not just be kicking tires and wasting time. Whereas if you just have vague photos or photos that poorly represent the rental property and don't display those things, then they're going to have a lot of questions that you're going to have to take time to field with the answers. And again, it's just a thing that saves times and makes things easier for everybody involved. Number six, the neighborhood and amenities. Highlight the neighborhood's key features such as nearby schools, parks, shopping centers, and of course public transportation options and anything else of interest nearby such as universities or dog parks or things like that. And mention proximity to major attractions or maybe even major employers that may be of interest to potential tenants. Maybe there is a particular employer near you that brings in a lot of new employees on a regular basis, or maybe it's a large national or international company, and they have a lot of people that come in for short contracts, like 6 or 12 months, and you want to target those prospective renters, then you should highlight those things and make sure that they're well documented and that your listing is transparent about the location and ease of access and the like. Overall, the transparency of your rental advertisement is going to directly influence the quality of leads that you'll receive and the speed at which you'll typically find a suitable tenant. By being precise and straightforward in your listings, you're going to attract renters who are genuinely interested in your listing and typically are going to be meeting your criteria or at least closer than if you just didn't share that information at all and were not transparent with it up front in the actual listing. And ultimately, transparent advertising is just going to streamline the entire tenant selection process. And as I've said multiple times throughout this episode, it's going to save time and effort for both you as a property manager and your prospective tenants. So hopefully you have found the information in this episode valuable, and hopefully it helps you kind of formulate some of the ideas in your own mind of how you can create your listings to be more transparent, save yourself time, save your prospective tenants time, and also attract more qualified tenants because you're just being upfront about what the criteria is and what is available at your rental, what's allowed, what's not allowed, etc. Thanks again for listening to this Tenant Cloud podcast. If you have enjoyed this podcast episode, please like it wherever you are listening on whichever platform you are on, and we'll look forward to chatting with you next time.